Proceeding towards the Elemental Alliance, Peter, 19th August 2011. Divine Mother, Heavenly Father, whose love flows through me, your divine child, I pray from the deepest depths of my heart, the very core of my being, to feel and truly know your divine love, grace, and truth. I wish to know how I may proceed to create more of an alignment with the Elemental Alliance Project. Is there anyone who might like to speak with me regarding this idea? Yes, we have gathered together so that we may speak with you, representing the desire to create such a council. We have never heard of this being done before, and certainly not from within the dynamics of the human consciousness at the levels you are proposing. So yes, we are eager to put some suggestions forward to consummate this marriage of so many, to unify a greater conscious awareness between the elementals and humanity as a whole. We are gathered with a great deal of expectation. We are the elementals, those whom stand to benefit the most within such an alliance, and therefore the most eager to see that this project does get started right away. Peter, feeling very overwhelmed with this excitement. The room seemed to be filled with this enthusiastic energy, very beautiful indeed, yet so much so that it was near impossible for me to gather my own thoughts and maintain my own emotional balance. I continued, I thank you for coming and opening this dialogue with me. It is greatly appreciated. This is all very new to me, and I hope that I can maintain an open communication with you. So please have patience if I begin to falter or are unable to collect my thoughts regarding the feelings that you are sending to me right now. I must be honest here. I am feeling that there is a great deal of excitement that is tending to override my desired intent to communicate in a very clear and precise manner for the moment. I apologize for this and hope you will understand if I ask for a more stable energy to come forward and speak with me so I may tune in a little easier. Please forgive me, beloved elementals. Yes, we are very excitable, and it is true we can hardly sit still with the thoughts of finally being heard for what we desire as a creative life force and within all our forms. Many are here and wish to say to you that they are very interested in what you are proposing. Yes, we understand that this may be a little more difficult to receive our transmissions here, so we shall step aside and allow another to come forward who has arrived and wishes to speak with you. Peter. Okay, thank you. That would be very gratefully received. Bless you. I am Shekinah. I have come at the behest of our elemental friends whom wish for me to speak with you, Peter. Hello once again. There has been much elemental water that has passed under the elemental bridge since we worked together upon the Council of the Melvedec Alliance. And once again, you have proven that with a simple idea born from the elementals of divine love, great things can potentially be accomplished. From within your limited consciousness as a human being, you could not ever imagine the changes that have filtered throughout the universes because of your last ventured project. And so we await once again what you have in mind to put together. This time on behalf of the elemental, angelic, devic, and nature kingdoms. Your spontaneity on the last occasion with Archangel Lucifer caught us unaware. However, it was a surprise that was very welcomed by so many within the realms of Earth and within local and outer universes. This time we are a little more prepared for what you are proposing, and for very good reason. This quest is not by far one that can be taken lightly, for the nature of the energies that will not only attend, but who will wish to partake in the galleries, so to speak, have huge potentials to become very excitable, sometimes to the point of disrupting procedures. You have aligned yourself to this awareness already in such a short time, within the beginning of this communique, and so are now aware from your own experiences just how the lack of control of such a gathering could easily become, let us say, not within the unification of all concerned, although very well intended within their own beingness. This is not to say that there would ever be any ill intent on their parts, but it is the nature of who they are that creates spontaneity of action. Elementals do not consider with rationality, they respond to mass consciousness, and in so doing simply align themselves with human thought forms, thus responding with simply, what is, or in fact, what is not? Just look at the weather patterns and how out of balance they can be, not to mention tsunamis, volcanoes, storms, droughts, earthquakes. Are you getting the picture? We could easily close any discourses to such potentials, but this would not serve at all. So it shall be imperative that you in particular are very aware of the purity of your intentions, to maintain a focused platform of divine love, and more importantly, to be able to hold the space within pure heart wisdom, so that balance may be honored by all, just as you did at the beginning here. Control with a firm blessing of divine strength is all it shall take, but you and those who may take part from the human levels must be very aware of this extremely important point. Please believe us when we say this is not an imaginary process of attainment. It will be very physically orientated indeed, else it shall have no power to proceed or succeed. Now allow me to say this, once again, we at this time, as does no other potential member or representative of such a council, have any idea where this may lead. Just like the Melvotic Alliance, the Elemental Alliance must first be understood that any talk shall begin with open discourses so as to clarify and evaluate any proposals that may be put forward. They must be discussed at all levels of creation and considered for their consequences upon all realms and densities before anything could ever be agreed and or implemented. Like we have already shared, the beings on the ground doing the work are not always rational life forms, so clarity of purpose and execution is paramount and cannot be bypassed or short-circuited within the process. Unless absolute focused intentions are set out and designed with great precision, we will have no choice but to dismember the council and any discussions attained, thus negating and dissolving the gatherings instantaneously. So, to proceed from here, we shall ask you to become more focused as to your intentions to form this alliance with so many powerful beings of creation at any one moment in time. With the Melvotic Alliance, your proposal was short and simple: to ask if Satan, Archangel Lucifer, would listen to your proposal to return the double core flower of life human blueprint back to its original single core center. Simple in its proposal, but so very complex in its execution, as you so discovered when approval to begin the procedures was granted. This time you have had similar thoughts that may lead to an equally simple proposal for discussion and discourse. Yet your ideas are not yet formalized, and you have not yet simplified your clearest and most defined intent. So this is the first step. Reduce your ideas down to a single desired proposal, and then the rest will take care of itself. One step at a time, one clear thought at a time. I am Shekinah, in Love's Potential Dream. Peter. Thank you, Shekinah. I will do just that and come back to you with my proposal, I Love You. Shekinah, by the way, is a representative for the High Council of Elohim. She told me that she was part of the group of beings that are the closest to God and are the first direct line of creation for God, especially here on Earth. So being in direct communication at this level of hierarchy is for me a great blessing indeed. And so, a little time passed due to my daily responsibilities before I could get back to the request made of me by Shekinah. As you will see, I am the sort of person who writes his thoughts down, and as part of this process, it allows me to flow into whatever direction it takes. Its focus allows me not to be swayed by any mind chatter that may interrupt any flow. By doing this for myself, I have found that this allows God, the Holy Spirit, or other beings of light to come in and blend with my thoughts and feelings, thus giving me loving direction and clarity when needed. This was one of those moments.